We are recording now, and I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is the April 21st, 2021 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. My name is Andy Kottkamp, and I've been appointed by the Chelan County Board of Commissioners to serve as a land use hearing examiner. My job is to render decisions on various applications that are authorized to come before me, which include recommended decisions on development agreements. That's what we have on the agenda for today. I will consider any testimony presented at today's hearing, as well as all the written materials already on file, in order to make my recommended decision. How the hearing is going to proceed is that first, Public Works will make whatever presentation that they wish to make regarding the proposed development agreement. I'll then give the applicants an opportunity to present their testimony regarding this development agreement. And then I'll turn it over to the public to see what the public has to say about this proposed development agreement. If you are going to testify, I am going to swear you in as a witness. I'd ask that you keep your testimony relevant to this application and not to other issues beyond the scope of the proposal. And if you have anything in writing that you want to submit today, we can make those arrangements. Now, I've reviewed the item on today's agenda. I don't have any interest in the property or the proposal to be heard today, and I'll be able to fairly and objectively consider this item. And then outside of receiving and reviewing the staff, or not a staff report, but a proposed development agreement, the short plat decision, the short plat application materials. Other than receiving those documents, I've not had any communication regarding the item that's on today's agenda. So with those representations, if there is anybody here today who objects to my participation as a hearing examiner, you need to unmute yourself and let me know what your objection is. All right, hearing none, I do want to also indicate that, as I indicated, I'm making a recommended decision on this matter. My recommendation will go to the Chelan County Board of Commissioners, and the Board of Commissioners will make a final decision. My decision is not subject to an appeal. The Board of Commissioners' decision would be. And with that, I'll turn this matter over to Public Works to make whatever presentation that you wish to make.
Thank you. It's Andrew Bruner, Chelan County Public Works. The applicant has asked that they execute the option to do a development agreement per their conditions of approval, which would defer the frontage improvements along their roadway. And Public Works has no objection for doing this for this two lot short plat. And that's all we have.
So the proposed development agreement, just for maybe a question that the public may have, what triggers the applicant's requirement to make those improvements?
So they would not make those improvements if we execute the development agreement. What would trigger any improvements would be if the county actually does a road project out there to upgrade or widen the road, and that would trigger deferred payment for their proportionate share of that road improvement.
And this development agreement attaches not only to the current applicants, but anybody they sell their property to?
Correct.
All right. And is there a sunset clause on this? Generally they are. Is this, how long is the sunset on this?
Yes, there is. I believe it's 15 years, but I get a couple different agreements we do confused. It's either 25 or 15, I believe.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was, a longer one, but it is what it is if it gets approved. All right, thank you very much, Mr. Bruner. Are the applicants ready to proceed? Who would like to testify?
I can officially testify.
Okay, I'll have you state your name and your address, and then I'm going to swear you in as a witness.
Okay. Actually, before I do that, if I don't really have any testimony,
I'm going to ask you questions.
Okay. Connor Keeney, and current address is 814 Fifth Street, Anacortes, Washington, 98221.
All right, I'm going to have you raise your right hand for me if you would. Whoops, let me get myself here. Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
I do.
All right, thank you very much. And Mr. Keeney, are you here as an agent authorized to appear and speak on behalf of the property owner and the applicants for this development agreement?
Yes, I am one of the property owners and applicants.
All right, great. So my big question is, have you had a chance to look at the proposed development agreement?
Yes.
And do you have any objections to any of the provisions that are within the development agreement?
We do not.
All right. Do you have anything else that you want to tell me?
No, just we've enjoyed working with everyone through the process, and it's our understanding that this is kind of a normal agreement, and working with Erlinson and the county through the process. Just thank you, everyone, for your time.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Keeney. We'll turn this matter over to the public now. We'll start with Ms. Roth. Did you want to provide any testimony today?
No, not at this time. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for coming. DSR, would you like to provide any testimony today?
No testimony, but I do have a question. I was looking for, I believe it's SP20-017. I think that's the development.
That's the short plat.
Okay. And I couldn't find that through in the on the county's site. No document existed with those letter with that code. Just wondering where I might find that.
Ms. Lane, is that something that he can simply contact community development and get a copy of that decision?
Yes, if he calls into the community development and asks for Wendy Lane, I would be more than happy to make arrangements for him to get those documents.
Perfect, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, no true testimony from the public. Is there anything further from you, Mr. Brunner?
No, there is not.
All right. And Mr. Keeney, anything further from the applicant? Nothing further from the applicant. All right, folks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to close the record on this hearing now. I'll have a recommended decision made within the next 10 working days. After I issue, as I said, my recommended decision, then this matter will go to the Chelan County Board of Commissioners, and they will consider this at an upcoming meeting and make the final decision. That hearing in front of the Board of Commissioners will be a closed record hearing. You're welcome to come to it, but you will not be allowed to provide any testimony or evidence. That had to be done today. All right, there are no other items on today's agenda, so I thank you for coming. I'm now going to adjourn this April 21, 2021 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner, and have a great afternoon. The weather's great, and I'll see you all soon, I hope sometime. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.